doing? You can do that? It's pretty cool. What's up? Do we have to start with that? No, I'm kidding. I knew it was coming.
What happened though?
Well, we decided to kick the mortar kick, try to, you know, slow him down a little bit. They read it perfectly. They did a good job. I got out coaching that play, unfortunately, and we didn't execute it well enough. We had guys over there, but they got pinned. Two of them got pinned inside, and he hit that seam full speed. And it was not a very good call on my part, and it was not schemed up well enough on my part. I got to give credit to them. They did a really nice job and got the ball in their best playmaker's hands.
Moving full ball so you can kick the ball. Was it the same alignment as the overtime mortar kick that you guys had?
Yeah, it's a similar alignment we've used most of the year, and that with three or four times we've used that alignment. Yep. Exactly, which we won't use anymore, by the way.
So when you look to maybe kick away from a guy, mm-hmm. How many different options do you have?
There's several. I mean, we've got a liner, a squib, a mortar, a bloop kick, deep kick, right, left, middle. We got a whole bunch of options. And I'll be honest with you, the one thing I was concerned about is that we had kicked one out of bounds the kickoff before. And, you know, we could have put it on the ground again, but I wasn't sure. Yeah, I got a little nervous. I didn't want to give the ball at the 40-yard line. So that was going through my head, and I figured that, you know, we had been covering them well, but I flashed back to, you know, I went back to the week before. We had covered Hester well the entire game until the one kick. So I thought the best course of action would be to kick the mortar kick, and that's what I recommended to our head coach, and that's what we went with. And obviously it didn't work out for us.
See him sneaking up there. Are you worried at all?
I've gone back and forth on that 1,000 times. I saw it happening, and you know, going forward, we'll have our kicker see that and make an adjustment. But it still shouldn't matter. I mean, we still got to cover it, and it just I put our guys in a bad position. We still need to cover it and make the play, and there's no excuse for them not covering. But at the end of the day, my job is to put them in the best position possible to be successful, which I think most of the time we do a good job with that. But we didn't do a good job on that play.
Going to be a mortar kick.
He has shorter approach to the ball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But usually we break the huddle and go. But they saw Blair up close, and like you said, the frontline guys were moving up, and they had already made their adjustment, which was well done by them.
How does that impact, the block, the coverage?
Cover guys, our big thing there is to look inside to stay onside. You know, kind of, okay, once the kicker makes an adjustment, we wait, and we basically use our approach by studying him or by watching our kicker, you know what I mean, so we stay onside. Absolutely. And I didn't do a very good job, but absolutely, I'm not going to make excuses. We didn't do a good job on that play, and that starts with me. I was very proud of our guys, the way we handled the elements. I mean, I knew in pregame we had a chance to be real successful on punts and kickoffs and field goals, because the way our young guys approached, those two young kids approached the game, they were like, this is going to be fun. Let's go out. I mean, I got a kid from Arizona that went to UCLA and a kid from Florida went to Georgia. And they went out there and did a fantastic job for us. So I was real proud of them. And there was a lot of positives in that game. It really was. It really came down to one play. But, again, that's the one that hurts. But overall, I was very pleased with the way the specialists handled it, the way Cullen handled it as well as a pro, and the way the guys, you know, covered. And we had a real nice kickoff return to start the second half that, you know, gave us great momentum. And we handled the squib kick after their first touchdown in the fourth quarter, where they went up by three, and then, you know, we scored right away. But, you know, we did a nice job blocking that, got up to the 32-yard line, gave our offense great field position. So, overall, the elements, you know, both teams were playing in it, but I thought our guys responded very well, which was very positive for me.
Was it nice to see that, just to have an idea of what it would be like if you got in that situation in a home game in the next couple of years here?
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking the same thing before the game, during, and after. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it was last week you said the lights kind of come on for Jeff here in recent weeks. What did you think of his game Sunday?
How he punted? He had 9 punts. I mean, that's a lot of punts in those elements, and I thought he only had one poor punt. He had one a little bit high snap. He got out of it pretty quick, ended up being a touchback. He bobbled one snap that he didn't panic and hit it. I think we got a 37-yard net out of it. He had the 1-3-3-5 hang time that came back about 20 yards against us, and that was really out of 9 punts, he had 8 that were, to me, very positive. So I was very pleased. You good? Nothing? You got nothing. All right, great. Thanks, guys.